When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 5th. In a case that echoed into the 21st century, Byron De La Beckwith finally was convicted of killing civil rights activist Medgar Evers on this day in 1994, more than 30 years after the tragic murder. Evers was gunned down in the driveway of his home while his wife and three small children were inside. Beckwith, a member of the Ku Klux Klan, was charged with the crime, but two all-white, all-male juries failed to convict him and the case was dropped. However, Evers's widow, Merle, who eventually became the first woman to chair the NAACP, refused to give up on finding justice, and the case was successfully reopened decades later. Also on this day in history, in 1934, FDR launched his ill-fated plan to pack the Supreme Court with six additional judges. In 1937, baseball legend Hank Aaron was born. And in 1988, Panama dictator Manuel Noriega was indicted on U.S. drug charges. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, February 1st, 1960. Franklin McCain, Joseph McNeil, David Richmond, and Ezell Blair Jr., who would later change his name to Jabril Kazan, meet on campus in front of the library. They're all freshmen at the Agricultural and Technical College in Greensboro. They're all Black and living with the indignities and injustice of segregation. At the Woolworths department store in downtown Greensboro, they'd be allowed to buy clothes, but they wouldn't be allowed to eat at the store's lunch counter. And today, they've decided to do something. They're going to walk into that Woolworths, walk up to that lunch counter, and sit down. Today, what happened when these four men sat down at that lunch counter in North Carolina? And why did this particular protest manage to reignite a sputtering civil rights movement? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.